Ian Herpers joins us. Coach, congratulations. How are you doing?
Great. Thank you, Jason.
Ian, as a player, you've won it, so you know what it takes to win. Now, as a coach, describe how different it is, the feeling being a winning player compared to a winning coach.
I don't know on that. It's been a while since I won as a player, but I guess the way I'm feeling right now, and I'm assuming the way I felt back then, was exhausted. All the work and preparation we've done all season long, and at least finally hit that climax of winning the national title and getting rewarded for all the hard work. So it's a great feeling. We're a great group of young men to work with here, a great staff. Stan Marple does a fantastic job on the business side here. Fernando Pisani, who's been a huge help for me this year, and all our staff, Michael Chan and training staff, and on. So it's, as you know, it takes a whole team effort to come together, and it takes everything to fall in place, and for us it did again.
Coach, you've talked a lot in the past about the depth on this team, and maybe talk a little about what that means, especially in a tight tournament like this.
Well, especially with us playing three nights, it was nice having Luke Seaman stepping into that second game, so we didn't have a tired goalie for that third game playing 3-3 nights. We had the worst schedule compared to UNB. They had their three games in four nights. They had a day off in between their first and second game. So we were pushed, and then with the depth up front and the depth we have at the back end, I was able to play four lines for most of the games and rotate right through. And with the TV timeouts, we didn't get that worn out. So I thought we still had some pretty good jump in that final game, even though it was our third game in three nights. And as you guys know, high intensity, high level of play.
Ian, I was looking at the amount of shots or lack of shots you guys gave up in many games this year. And, you know, just talk about the commitment to your team, you know, to play that sound with the puck and then again without it, to not give up, you know, very many shots in many games.
Well, that's our plan. We want to play defense in the offensive zone. And for the most part this year, when we've had low shots against per game, it has been because we've controlled the puck, managed the puck well, and been very tenacious and relentless in the offensive zone. The finals game, we held them to 9 shots, and they had 7 power plays, and still only held them to 9 shots for the entire game. But our puck management wasn't as good, and we weren't as crisp, so we found a different way to keep the shot total down. Our guys were committed and sacrificing their bodies, getting in front of pucks, denying those easy opportunities and making it very difficult to get pucks through. And then when we had our opportunities, we capitalized on our chances, and our penalty kill was fantastic, scoring 2 shorthanded, and our power play scored 2. And that was the difference in that last game. And that's the sign of a great team, is it's not going to happen for you every night, but then finding a way to get that win. And especially in a national final.
You know, Ian, although you guys are repeat champions, you made a point to say they're two different teams. What was the difference between last year's team and this year's team?
Well, we've got a different leadership group. Obviously, Cruz Reddick's a captain. We've got different guys in different roles. TJ Foster wasn't, relied upon as much last year as he was this year. I thought Jordan Hickman stepped his game up. Cruz Reddick and Cooper were very good again for us at Nationals. They elevated their game. Johnny Lazo, I thought last year, had a tough Nationals and took that 5-minute penalty that almost cost us the game. And he was very good for us this year at Nationals and through the playoffs, and he had a very strong second half. So different guys elevated their game. I thought we were a little bit quicker this year. Our team was a little bit more, could generate more off the transition because of that speed. And just to probably a little bit deeper offensively.
Ian Herpers, head coach of the 2-time defending national champions in university hockey from the Golden Bears. Ian, when you played, the format has changed a lot. It used to be just 4 teams. You'd play 1 game each. You'd get there, and then there was, 6 teams, and there was a little bit of a tournament format. Now we're to 8, where they've done in basketball and other ones. Which format do you prefer?
Well, I guess we won with both now. I guess with this format and the way it turned up this weekend, you had the true national rankings 1 and 2 playing in the finals, and you had 1, 2, 3, and 4 in the semifinals. So as far as that goes, and as far as TV and coverage and everything else, is probably better that for the fans who maybe don't know CS hockey as well. Unfortunately for us, being the number 1 ranked team, as I was telling you, we didn't have the favorable schedule. We had to play 3 games while UNB had that day off. So there's a way they can figure that out and change that around at least this year we had home ice all the way through. Last 2 years in Saskatoon, the only advantage we had was having the nice dressing room. So this year, at least we had the nice dressing room, plus had home ice advantage all the way through.
Yeah, which I think you should. And have the organizers, have they talked to you? Like, why did the number one seed have to play three in a row?
It has to do then with the bottom teams and the host team, with them especially being end up being ranked eighth. They wanted that Friday night gate and opening of the tournament and try and do for bigger crowds. So some of it's that, and they also had it on their local TV as well that game.
Hey, talk about Cruz Redick. He's the MVP of the tournament. I mean, the guy, he played so well for you in different ways. But, you know what type of player is he, and what do you expect from him going forward? Is he a guy that wants to look ahead to perhaps a pro career at some point?
Well, it's talking about playing in his different ways here. I think in our finals against Calgary, we had three of our defensemen kicked out, and he was our fourth defenseman. I slid him back there, and he played a couple shifts at the back end for us. Yeah. And he's very comfortable back there and is very good. So he's all around, playing power play, penalty kill. He's a leader in the dressing room on the ice. He steps his play up when it's big games. He might not be as vocal as, you know, some other leaders or whatever, but he does all his by demonstration and doing it on the ice during practice and games. And it's just the continuous effort that he has and just his ability to elevate his game in key situations and as the season goes along. So I could definitely see him playing in Europe. Wouldn't be an issue. I'd like to see him hopefully get an American League opportunity where he could work his way up to a National Hockey League chance. He needs to put on a little bit more bulk, but keep that speed, quickness. And then, you know, but first is every forward. I haven't heard of a forward too quick to play. Those first two or three steps, keep working on that explosiveness.
Ian Herbers joins us. Ian, you left the American Hockey League to come back to university to kind of run your own program, recruit the guys and everything like that. You know, we've had a lot of people wondering, you know, would you want to go back to the pro, or are you pretty comfortable where you're at right now at CIS?
Yeah, the right opportunity presented itself. It isn't something I'm, you know, actively looking for and trying to do. If the right situation arose and I was comfortable where everything was at here, I thought Stan and I have done a great job over the last 3 years getting everything back on track, and it's where we want the program to be, and we're still looking every day to see what we need to do to keep making us better and finding new ways and not being happy with status quo. And just because we've done it for the last 3 years or it's been done that way for the last 20 years, it doesn't make it the way to do it. If there's a better way or something we can do to help improve this program and improve the individuals in the program, we're always looking at it.
When you talk to the players on the team, it's the thing that always jumps out at me is how you treat them almost like pros, and the way that there's a heavy workout schedule. We know, you know, there's guys do yoga and swimming and all that. Do you think that all that stuff and being in such great shape helps the guys sustain a high level of play throughout the season?
Definitely, especially in that 3-3 at national finals. We blew through the Maritime teams, and the people out there in CIS hockey never seen a team play with that much pace and that speed and get stronger as the game goes on. In most cases, a team comes flying out and they kind of fade as the game went on. We got stronger in those first and second games. And even in that start of that third period, in the third game, we elevated our game because we kept it simple and we were able to use our speed a little bit more and our puck management was a little better. And we started generating all those opportunities. So it is a huge factor. When I was talking to all the guys when I took over the job, they all said they wanted to play pro. So I approached it the same way as when I was in the American Hockey League. Just adding the academic component because we still want our guys to be academic All-Canadians and be leaders in the community when their hockey careers are over.
Ian, it might be a tough one, but Fernando Pisani came in with you, and he didn't have a ton of coaching experience. What kind of growth did you see in him as a coach throughout the year?
I thought he was fantastic for us this year. It helped a lot last year, him coming in as assistant coach. Getting to understand the program, how we operate things here, how it's done. Obviously, he played at Providence and NCAA and had that college experience. But we were looking for a guy that's had NHL experience, college experience, plus European experience. And he's come in and shared that with the guys, has great relationship with the players. They're not afraid to go talk to him. Situations, he's involved in practices, speaking up, doing a lot of teaching, coaching, grabbing guys on the bench during the games, very active, very involved, and just a great person to be around. And just like when he was a player, just a true professional, came to the rink every day well-prepared, focused, and fully committed.
Ian, are you concerned at all, though, about the consumption of carbs by Fernando Pisani? Because it looked like he took full advantage of the pregame meals.
Oh, he did. Yeah, but he had done a workout, and there was a great workout facility at the Marriott in Halifax. So we made sure he was on there, and he was there every day. So I'd say, at least out of the coaching staff, he'd be the only one that's that fully committed. So,
well, Ian, congratulations. Recruiting probably has already started for you. How many guys do you lose this year in your seniors?
Five graduating players, Curtis Muka, Jesse Craig, Zach Daly, Drew Nickel, and I'm drawing a blank on who else here right now. It's been a long day on the airplane, 6:30 bus and that. So, no, but five great guys, and they've been true Bears and been great to work with the last 3 years. So they're leaving as Bears. They'll always be Bears, always be green and gold here.
Well, Ian, congratulations again, and good luck preparing for the three-peat next year.
Great. Thank you, guys.